Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Running a left red turn arrow, leaving the seat up, reheating your fish leftovers in the office. Our world is overflowing with savages. Steam PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Got a really interesting one for today. Savage or Sensible. Can't believe this happened. Walking out of a job on your first day because, quote, it's not for you. Again, in the middle of a shift.
Yeah.
So it's not like you finished and you're like, I'm never coming back. Every second of that. I'm not coming back. No, just in the midst. This is what you witnessed, Breeze.
Over the weekend. Picked up another side hustle.
That's what you needed. Well, you got to pay for all those weddings you're going to. So.
I know. I was making a list last night of like all the weddings I have and all, how much money it's going to cost. And I actually had a heart attack.
Yeah,
so,
we did it on the air, remember? It's like $6,000. Crazy.
It's fine. Everything's fine. So I was starting a new job over the weekend on Saturday. And there was a woman there with me who was also, it was her first day.
All right, newbies. All right.
And I was like, oh my God. I clung to this woman because I was like, oh my God, we're both new. Like, we don't know what's going on.
Just again, don't share too many details here. No names or anything.
No,
but
no.
What are we talking as far as like age?
Oh, she was probably like in her 40s.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe 30s.
Okay.
Between 35 and 40.
You're so bad at knowing how old people are.
I'm not ageist in the sense of like, I think you're old. Like, you could show me a 5-year-old and I'd be like, they're 10. Like, I don't know. I just don't know. Anyways.
So somewhere between the age of 18 and 65. Thanks, Breeze. That helps a lot.
Eddie Husenheimer. So I clung to her because I just hate one of my biggest things. One of the biggest feelings I hate is feeling helpless. And when you
that's too bad.
Excuse me, sir? When you start a new job,
yeah,
you feel really helpless because you have no idea where anything is. You have no idea what's going on. You have no idea where to go.
Sometimes at a job you've been at for 3 years.
Literally, I carry the show on my back, my bare back. So you're done. You're absolutely done. You do the techie stuff and I bring the talent. Okay. Let's just call a spade a spade.
Oh, man.
You do the behind the scenes.
The techie stuff.
You're my assistant.
Don't get off track. Get back on track.
Anyways.
Yeah, I also keep you in line. That's the hardest part of my job, by the way. That's not even a joke. That's just seriousness.
As your fingers are breaking. So anyways, we're cruising. She seemed like she was having a fine time.
Okay.
So it's bartending, obviously, like all my other jobs. And normally how it works is there's a cocktail hour, and then after the cocktail hour, the bar normally closes, mm-hmm. and then it reopens after dinner.
Sure.
So we got through cocktail hour, and cocktail hour is the biggest rush, right? We got through cocktail hour, and she was like, I'm just, like, not loving this. Like, this is so stupid, blah, blah, blah. Just, like, not.
This is stupid. What did she expect?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Huh.
So I was like, okay, like, sounds good. And she looked at me and said, I'm gonna leave. Like, I'm this close to walking out.
The other person whose first day it is. Yeah. Cool.
I go, wait, what?
Now, how screwed in that moment do you think you would have Like, you would be. Like, if this woman walks out, like, how screwed?
1 to 10.
Fine, or...
They significantly overstaffed, it genuinely was fine.
Well, I think that is part of the
I think they overstaffed because we were new, yeah. I'm hoping.
They just expected some people wouldn't work out.
Or that they wouldn't know what they're doing, which I'm very adaptable. I adapt very easily to things. I'm that of a, you know, I'm great.
Something that adapts.
I'm a big adapter.
Hey, Breeze, name one thing that adapts. One thing. Come on. You can go to Animal World. I've got one. I got a great one. How about they're kind of like a lizard. They can change colors.
Chameleon.
Yeah, there we go.
But I'm not, though, because okay. I bounce to the beat of my own drum.
Right. Well, because you're the talent and I'm the techie guy.
Correct. You're basically Steve Jobs. So anyways, we're getting off track. But after cocktail hour is done, we go down to the other bar. And as we're making the transition, she looks at me and goes, I'm a go. I'm like, okay, where are you going? Thought she was going to the bathroom. Nope. I watched her walk up to the manager on scene and goes, yeah, this isn't for me. I'm going to go.
Oh, okay. Well, at least she like informed someone. I guess it could have been worse.
That she, yeah.
Just leave. Like, because you know that's definitely happened.
Homegirl walked out. And honestly, yeah. I don't respect it. Mm-hmm. But you can't deny a woman who knows what she wants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there's an argument to be made for, can't you just tough out, like, this the one day. And then you're not. Cause
what's the old saying? Quitters never win and winners never quit.
Sure. But you're going to quit regardless. But, I mean, is she even getting paid for this?
No.
Really? That's how bad it sucked.
She didn't get paid.
Like, you're already there. Just suck it up through a couple more hours and then say, yeah, I'm not going to do this again.
Yeah, I think at least get a paycheck.
I think it's savage that she walked out because, and not that she owes anything to anyone else, but it's kind of essy for everyone else there.
Because, honestly, though, it wasn't because we made more money.
Do you think someone, one of the other people, was bullying her and got her to quit?
Let's just call a spade a spade. Like, yeah. I'm in it for the money.
Yeah, well, obviously, you're not there for charity work. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
As much as people may think I am.
But in this instance, it worked out okay. But what about if you were really just destroyed, right? And it was, you couldn't stay ahead of the game because it was just you for a wedding of 500 people, right? In that instance, I mean, we'll make more money, but your hair will be on fire.
Yeah, I mean, more work, more money.
Really?
I'd rather work harder and make more money than work not as hard and make less money.
But you have to admit, it gets to a point where there's so little help, it's impossible to do your task.
I live my life in a constant state of drowning, so, like, it makes sense.
222-9800. Sam is out of this morning. Hi, Sam. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Do you want to jump in for today's Savage or Sensible, walking out of a job on your first day because, quote, it's not for you?
Absolutely. So it's sensible for the worker. It's savage to everybody else.
Okay. Yeah.
I work in healthcare.
Oh.
So we'll have people, like, I work in assisted living, and they'll be like, oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be so easy. And they'll be like, I'm going to go on a break. And then they never come back.
Oh, my God. Really?
And it happens all of the time.
Seriously?
What? Yeah, the turnover rate in healthcare is out of control.
It's been a rough couple of years, obviously.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah.
But still, no mention to the manager, just gone, never seen the person again.
Not even a mention to the trainee, like the person training them.
Oh, no.
You just see them running to their car out the window. That's just
happens is our employee dining room faces the parking lot. So we'll just be like, where are they going? Why are they leaving?
Oh, we got a runner. Another runner.
Yep, they're gone.
Oh, man.
I think the fastest was an hour and 12 minutes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Because that's the whole bag, right? Is like everyone thinks that assisted living's a cakewalk.
Like, no.
Absolutely. Which when you're like, oh, no, you actually have to touch people. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you're like... Yeah. Picking up a man who is immobile and who is extremely dead weight, like, that's a little tough.
So being on the other end of this, where you're the one essentially getting bailed on, I'm guessing you're putting in a savage vote?
Oh, absolutely, as the worker. But then, you know, you're on the other side of it being like, oh my God, I wish I had the balls.
Yeah.
Correct. Like, I don't think I could ever.
No, I would suck it up and just finish the day. I would definitely
just don't
the
put
day.
Them on your resume ever again.
Well, yeah, exactly. Okay.
Can you even?
Sam, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Bye. Wow. All right. If you want to jump in on this one, what are your thoughts? 585-222-9800. Walking out of a job on your first day because it's, quote, not for you. Again, not at the end after you've experienced a full shift. No. In the middle. While everything's still happening.
Yeah.
We are getting a number of people texting in saying that they have had new coworkers leave on their lunch breaks and has never come back. Mm. We had a story earlier from a caller that said that happened a lot, especially in the health field. This texter said, I had a new coworker leave on a lunch break and never come back, even though her paperwork and onboarding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Took a month.
See, that's the thing. Like, it's just such a pain when you have to fill out all those tax forms and all of that to just walk out.
222-9800. Good morning. Who's this?
Jose.
You can relate to this conversation, unfortunately.
I quit my job on the same day because my manager that was training me told me he wasn't asking me to suck his...
Oh, what?
He was just asking me to do my job.
I'd quit too.
Okay, so there was some kind of issue.
That's profanity.
There was some kind of issue.
If it's an HR thing, I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
And I also find out that he was replaced, and that was the whole reason was because he was demoted.
Oh, so, okay.
Well, I came in right like after that, and I got the bad end of the stick.
Listen, I think if you're in a situation where you don't feel safe. Or you're being verbally assaulted then I think you're definitely in your right to be like, I'm out of here.
Thank you.
For sure. That's a good caveat. Yes. Didn't think of that. The
HR nightmare.
Thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks.
And I did have the guts to stay the day.
You said the what?
I did have the guts to stay the whole entire
You did?
Trip.
Oh, good for
yes,
you.
I did.
Good for you. That's a little different. Wow, well, I wouldn't have.
Thank you for the call. You have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Why is it giving like Firefest? Like, why did I just think of Firefest immediately?
Just a total disaster nightmare?
No, the one scene specifically.
Oh, right. Yes. Yes. Now I know what you're talking about. Well, you know, some people really love their jobs. All right, let's go to the polls. Close today. Savage or sensible, walking out of a job on your first day because, quote, it's not for you. Mm. 55% voting sensible.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're not feeling it, get out.
What? Oh, my God. That's a, that's a little.
We're a very self-centered society now, Breeze. Who cares about anyone else? I don't like what I'm doing. I am out of here.
I guess. I mean, kudos to you if you have that mentality. Could never be me.
Yeah.
Could never be me.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.